course, quality of life is also impacted by comorbidities. Maybe you'd like to mention some of those.
Sure. Thank you, Dr. Powell. So most patients with atopic dermatitis have other atopic conditions, such as asthma, food allergy, and allergic rhinitis. Food allergies are relatively common, not as a cause of atopic dermatitis, but almost as a comorbidity, especially in patients with severe atopic dermatitis. Almost up to 20% of them will have a comorbid regular food allergy. Asthma and allergic rhinitis, depending on the age group and the severity of AD, can be seen anywhere from 30 to up to 70%. So these patients are suffering from more than just one thing, and all these things lead to the overall decreased quality of life and severity of condition.
The recognized comorbidity in children is attention deficit disorder with hyperactivity. We don't know whether this relates to issues early on with poor sleep, which translates into abnormal neurodevelopment, or whether, in fact, the cytokines themselves can affect brain development. But this has now clearly been shown to be an issue that we should be looking for in our young patients with atopic dermatitis.